Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick. One of LSU's top basketball signees, 2025 Big East Player of the Year R.J. Lewis, was granted a preliminary injunction to play for the Tigers this season. Lewis declared for the 2025 NBA draft and signed two professional contracts, but will now be able to return to college basketball. One of his attorneys, Elliot Abrams, told WBRZ in Baton Rouge that the NCAA's rule against pro compensation that used to protect amateurism is arbitrary.
This is just a judge forcing the NCAA to live up to the law, as so many judges have had to do, because the NCAA has decided to try to draw distinctions that don't stand up to reason.
The ruling was not related to the lawsuits that allow fifth-year players to return under the new 5-for-5 eligibility model and is bringing ex-NFL players Daquan Wright and Xavier Harris to LSU. The Big Ten unanimously approved a new conference rule to not allow any former pro football players to play at any member school. The other Power Four conferences are also considering a similar rule, including the SEC. LRN.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless LSU.
Saints head coach Kellen Moore confirmed that running back Ty Chandler will miss the season with a knee injury. New Orleans traded for 49ers running back Zamir White, who Moore says fits the offense well.
I think good vertical one-slash runner. You know, I think from his own standpoint, he'll transition really well here. What he was being asked to do in San Francisco will transition well here. And so I feel like it'll give him an opportunity to compete on Friday, and it'll be good.
He will see his first action as a Saint when New Orleans takes on the Cowboys in their final preseason game on Friday. LSU is less than 2 weeks out from its season opener versus Clemson, and despite both of the Tigers' leading rushers returning, a new face will likely take the first carry. Wisconsin transfer Dylan Jones has practiced with the first team this preseason. He says he came to LSU for competition, and the whole running back room has improved this offseason.
Being a big physical back and then getting here, I've been able to, I'd say the strength staff got me faster. Being out there, just being able to play with speed really helped out my game a lot. And just decision-making, able to make a cut, hit the hole.
Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Case Kieschnick.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Our time is now with LSU basketball.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
One way or another, we're going to make history.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
LSU is the best job in football.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
I came here to win. We're going to win immediately.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council, Boudreaux's Electrical Services, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Case Kieschnick and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, as we continue on with the show, Jeff Palermo along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and Case Kieschnick is our producer. Reed Darcy will join us from The Advocate a little bit later on in the hour. We were scheduled to speak with Chris Lowe from On3.com, but Chris may be busy with, obviously, the latest developments here. And again, if you're just joining us, a little over an hour ago, the SEC issued a new policy regarding professionals returning to college athletics. And according to the new policy, previously declared for the NFL, NBA, or WNBA draft and did not appropriately withdraw, they are not eligible to play. If they signed a contract with an NFL or other professional football league, NBA, G League, or WNBA or affiliate team, not allowed to play in college athletics, according to the SEC. Been listed on an NFL or other professional football league, NBA, G League, or WNBA or affiliate roster. Not allowed to play. This impacts three particular players involved with LSU, the two football players that were involved in training camp earlier this month, Daquan Wright, the tight end who was at Ole Miss, who had spent time with both the Eagles and the Browns before he was finally waived. And I understand he cleared waivers today It's usually a 48-hour period before you finally clear a waiver. So he is now eligible or available, or I don't know, eligible is not the word, but he can now transfer to LSU if he wants. Whether he plays or not, I don't know. Xavien Harris, the defensive tackle who was with the Saints, never practiced, had a foot injury, but was on the Saints training camp roster and announced that he, or it was announced that he committed to LSU and planned to sign. And of course, R.J. Lewis, the former Big East Player of the Year from St. John's, who did not play basketball at all last year, declared for the NBA draft, forgo the rest of his eligibility. He did not play last year, as I mentioned, and he was granted another year of eligibility by a judge yesterday. All right, we do have Chris on now here from On3.com. So, Chris, I know we want to get into some actual football talk and not what's happening in the courtroom, but you've been reporting on this story all day as far as the SEC. You had a tweet that went out about 4 hours ago that said one SEC president called it a mockery what was going on with former NFL players trying to return, and expressly LSU bringing in transfers within the league. As the meetings continue this week in Birmingham, 14 of the 16 schools strongly opposed and one undecided, LSU holding firm for now. From what we've heard, Chris, that it was eventually a 16-0 vote. So I would imagine LSU eventually is behind this policy, but whether they actually follow it, I guess it still remains to be seen. What's your take on this situation right now?
Yeah, I'd say you're right. I think when you're sitting in a room with your peers and you're a chancellor or president, and you got 14 or 15 looking at you and saying, no, this is not going to happen. Okay, we're never going to go for this. Well, you know, one against 15 is not good odds. And so, you know, whether they're jumping up, whether LSU's jumping up and down about it and hoping that this thing will pass, I'd say not. But I think they also sort of see the writing on the wall. And that's just sort of where we are now. It's a weird time in college athletics. And there's the loophole that sort of created all this with the 22 class not being grandfathered in when the NCAA went, you know, the 5-5 rule. I think that would have probably eliminated a lot of this, but not all of it. And I think when there's the ability to weaponize district courts and state courts now, which we've seen a lot of different schools do, and I think people wonder where that ends if you don't sort of crack down and say, nope, we're not going to allow this, which is essentially what the Big Ten did today, the SEC following suit. We are not going to accept players who are pro players, who have been in pro camps, who signed contracts, who've been drafted, et cetera, back into playing sports in our league. Now, remember, too, there was a sort of separate issue in the SEC that wasn't necessarily the case in the Big Ten, which is the interconference transfer rule, that after that period in winter, that you cannot transfer to another school within your conference, which clearly LSU and Lane were trying to circumvent that by saying, well, these guys didn't really transfer from another school. They went from Ole Miss to the NFL. Now they're coming back. And some of the people I talked to were especially upset about that no, we can't do that. And one of the quotes was, hey, if we don't stand firm against this, then it's over for us. We're never, ever going to be able to enforce anything. I sort of agree with that. Now, I also agree that a lot of this could have been avoided, maybe not the transfer thing, but the players coming back from pros, you know, had most of these kids been told before they declared for the draft that they were going to get a fifth year, because a lot of them probably wouldn't have declared.
I agree. Hey, Chris, we really don't want to keep talking about this. We want to talk about Lane Kiffin, and you've covered him for years, but I do have one question. What's the difference between the NFL money, the NBA money, and the SEC's money in the school? Is there a difference in the money that they're getting that makes one a pro and one not a pro, or what's the deal?
Well, actually, I think if you come back to school, some of the money that's being paid now in NIL, let's take Daquan Wright or Xavien Harris as examples, they're going to make more money coming back to play college ball than they would as a rookie, you know, in training camp, that kind of thing. So now, you know, neither one of both those kids got cut. But yeah, I think you stand to make, you know, everybody I've talked to, if Harris and Wright would have been eligible. Will they still be eligible? It looks like now they're not going to be. That they could have stood to make, I don't know, $400,000 or $500,000 each.
Man, that just doesn't seem fair. Huh?
Yeah, and NIL money. So there's a lot of money there at stake, which is, you look at what quarterbacks are making. My colleague Pete Nakos did a story today on what upper tier quarterbacks are making in college football. And just about every one of them are over $3 million. And then you got the upper tier, like Leavitt, Trendez Chambliss, Darian Mensa. You're talking about $5, $6 million, approaching $7 million.
That's crazy. Well, let's talk about Lane Kiffin. You've covered him for years. You've been through a lot of different versions of Lane Kiffin. And is the guy that LSU hired fundamentally different from the guy who was at Tennessee or USC, or is he basically the same guy who finally figured out how to harness it all, or is he just unleashing it differently now?
Well, he's a lot older, and Lane would tell you that. Remember, he was 34, 33 when he was at Tennessee, and sort of a bull in a china shop. I think he still is, but I think he's been able to rein in some of the things that or his undoing, and he'll tell you in his personal life. He's sober now, and that's made a big difference for him. I still think Lane is one of those guys, and I don't mean this in a good way or a bad way. He's willing to do whatever it takes to win at the highest level. And you've sort of seen this with this recent deal. Not that he's the only coach who would try to bring back pro players, but he's 1,000% committed to winning and winning big. And he's going to blow hot and cold. He's going to be one of those guys that, as I said in the piece they did on him, and he's 60, you know, he's very much an acquired taste. Some people never acquire that taste. But, you know, he has a way of rallying teams and rallying players. Almost all the guys that I have talked to that played for him at Tennessee, that played for him at Florida Atlantic, at Ole Miss, now they haven't played a game yet at LSU, they like playing for him. Mm-hmm. They enjoy his swag. They enjoy the way he goes at it. And I think that's the thing he has sort of done consistently. And you know, you have guys who coach with him. Some of them swear by him. Some of them swear at him. But he is unabashedly who he is. And that's never going to change.
What do you think it is that Lane understands about modern college football better than most of the other coaches?
You know, he's always been a step ahead. You know, the way he was, you know, playing fast, doing some of those things, pushing the envelope, I think not reacting, but anticipating the game itself, where it's headed, sort of off the field, on the field. He's always been, he's looked at players and the way he develops players and the way he relates to players. I think he's probably the fact that he's been, you know, he's not young anymore, but he's younger than a lot of coaches. But I think being closer to their ages in some respects. And I think his dad, you know, Lane's dad was a huge influence on him, Monty. I know he misses Monty a lot. And Monty was one of those guys that everybody loved Monty, okay? Mm-hmm. Not everybody loves Lane.
Right.
But everybody loved Monty. And Monty was just one of those guys that you gravitated to. The players loved him. And I think down deep, Lane listened to Monty a lot more than maybe any of us ever realized. I think now that Monty's gone, he's told me, in fact, he's thought a lot about some of the things that Monty told him and taught him and the way Monty, you know, treated people. And I think that's one of the things that Lane has probably been criticized a lot about, that he doesn't always treat people the way he should. Mm. But I think he's matured. He's matured in a lot of ways. But as I said, you know, he's still not for everybody. There's a lot of people that don't trust him. A lot of people think that he's, you know, just way, way too narcissistic. And if you can do something for him, then you're good. But he also has people that have remained pretty tight in his circle. And then you look at guys that came with him from Ole Miss. You know, Kevin Smith's been with him going all the way back to Florida Atlantic. Charlie Weiss has been with him, Charlie Weiss Jr., all the way back to Florida Atlantic. Ole Miss would have loved to have kept Charlie. And I know that was a hard decision for him, but he went with Lane. So, you know, there's always two sides to every story. And I think we hear with Lane, we hear wildly on one side of who he is, what he isn't. And we hear wildly on the other side of who he is and what he is. I've known him for, gosh, I guess going on 18 years now, and I've seen all the sides. And I'll say this, and I believe this sincerely, I think Lane will win big at LSU. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to do it right away, but I also think this, I'm going to write something about this next week. I think there's more pressure on him to win big right away. And when I say win big, win a championship, or certainly make a deep run for a championship, in his first year, more so than any other first-year coach I can remember in college football history. Yeah. He will be expected to win immediately.
Do you think that motivates him to work constantly, work harder? I mean, he's got a tremendous work ethic, and he's exhibiting it here. Or has that always been the way he's been? Or has he just increased that work tendency?
Well, I think he's always been fiendishly competitive. But I think he probably works smarter now. And I don't think it motivates him anymore. Mm. I think he's always been motivated. He's always wanted to be a guy that he'll tell you, you know, I used to think about going somewhere and they build statues for me and that kind of thing. But more than anything, I think Lane wants to do what he hasn't done. And that's, you know, win a national championship as a head coach, you know, win a conference championship. No, I think they did win one there when he was at Florida Atlantic, you know, but he's sort of been swimming. They swim in his waters a little bit at Ole Miss and did things he'd never done. So he's got the vehicle now at LSU.
Yeah, but why is that? What is it about LSU that's institutionally better than, stronger than Ole Miss?
Well, I think the talent in state, year in, year out. I think the brand is a bigger brand nationally. I think you can go out and get, which we've seen there, you can go out and get a Patrick Peterson in South Florida. You can go in Houston and get great football players. They've exhibited that. You know, you've had three coaches there, three different coaches, over the last, 22 years and won national titles. So many coaches that I talked to, some of whom have coached there, some of whom have coached against LSU, tell me very simply that there's not a place in America year in and year out that you can recruit championship caliber athletes to as consistently as you can LSU. And I think when you're spending $50 million on the roster and investment that LSU now has made, and essentially giving Lane carte blanche to do what he wants to do, you know, if you ask me, and I thought this even before, in fact, when I was talking to Lane last year, when he was trying to decide what he was going to do, not that he needs my advice, but I felt like, and have felt like even before he got involved, that LSU, if it wasn't the best job in America, it was certainly one of the top two or three.
Chris, thanks a lot, man, for your perspective on Lane and what's going on in college athletics. I know it's a busy night, so we're going to let you get back at it. We really appreciate it. We'll talk again here, maybe right around LSU Ole Miss game.
All right. I hope you guys get some work out of Gilbo somewhere down the road.
We'll try.
All right.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate it, Chris. Chris Lowe of On3.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, more of Tiger Rag Radio right after this.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreau Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac home standby generator automatically restores your home power. Generac. It's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's electrical services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. Boudreaux'sElectricalServices.com for more information.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. My brother and I grow rice, soybeans, and raise crawfish on our farm in Evangeline Parish. For a fourth-generation farmer like myself, Louisiana Farm Bureau is as much a part of my life as checking traps or harvesting rice. Our organization is more than 145,000 members strong, and we've been around for more than 100 years. The Louisiana Farm Bureau spans generations, and we want you to join our family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines. Everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless, LSU. LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Let's go! We now return to Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn. I got a question for you, Todd. And I've heard a lot of people say, and Chris just talked about it as well, the NCAA should have just did a blanket waiver for the high school class of 2022 and grandfathered them in the 5-for-5. But there's also the point that could have created even more chaos.
How?
Because I looked it up today, there are 205,000, and I'm just talking Division I athletes, 205,000. So if you, let's just say you divide that by five, right? So that would be like one class. If I'm thinking, and I go by five just because there's some red shirts in there and that means there are then the potential. I'm not saying it would be this many. 40,000 athletes trying to play another year when you have, because of the house settlement, roster caps, there's revenue share, you have an incoming high school class, you would have players being cut left and right.
Right, supply and demand. But don't forget, they did increase the roster size for football.
But what about, okay, that's fine for football, but what about some of these other sports?
Well, yeah, baseball reduced theirs, and basketball stayed pretty much the same. So that's really not a factor in those other sports. But yeah, it is. It would create a huge amount of players without work, so to speak. And actually, it is work because they're getting compensated
right.
at every level.
Right.
When they're playing, when they're on the roster, if they make a roster, which is what I asked Chris to. And, he took it to another level, which was great. His answer was great. But when I look at this SEC statement from tonight, they're pro. I don't get it. they're saying you can't go pro unless you want to play pro ball for us. What's the difference?
I know what you're saying.
Right.
But it's a different, it is different in when you're in the NFL and the NBA. You're in a league. You're in a professional league.
Where they have rules.
This is still some sort of, and if you start blurring the lines between college athletics and professional.
Wait, who's going to do that?
Well, that's what they're doing right now.
Oh, they're blurring the lines.
They're blurring the lines badly.
What blurs them? The money?
Well, exactly.
The fact money. They don't have to go to school anymore?
Yeah. So my frustration level is that no one, and I'm glad to see the SEC take a stand, because if Greg Sankey issued that statement yesterday, the statement that he issued yesterday regarding, hey, we can't have this anymore, and then they didn't follow through with anything, I think that would have been pretty disappointing. Now we have to wait and see what exactly happens. Based on some of the tweets that I've been seeing from Ross Dellinger, who's been talking with the attorneys involved in these various TROs, they're lawyered up and they're ready to go to battle.
Shocking.
Yeah. So, but it's just... it's brutal. It's brutal. And
what's the difference between college sports and pro sports?
Pro sports is just
a perception, like amateurism or what? It's not amateurism anymore.
It's not amateurism.
So what are they protecting?
But you're representing a university.
Tradition. Yeah. The players don't even go to this class anymore.
Well, but you're wearing LSU on your jersey, so you're representing the university. I'm not saying whether they're going to school, but they're representing the university.
But remember when you used to have to go to school?
I know. I'm really interested to hear what Reed Darcy has to say. He's going to be our next guest. This is a very interesting story, and we'll get his take on it. And he did a great article last week where Kim Mulkey was pretty open about the conversation she had with Kate Koval, who's from the Ukraine, that she was bringing in a player from Russia and trying to get Kate to understand. She was trying to play United Nations in a way here, and it doesn't seem like Kate was willing to go along with it, which is her prerogative. But we don't know.
We don't know
details.
That. We don't know that. I mean, but, that seems like it, right?
But the way Kate was, the quotes that Reed had, Kim was trying to be a peacemaker here in a sense,
right.
And it didn't quite work out. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll get Reed's thoughts on this, and we'll continue. More coming up here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Some call it overplanning. At Booger Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac Home Standby Generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's Electrical Services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. BoudreauxElectricalServices.com for more information.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. While I'm a fourth generation rice and soybean grower, you don't have to be a farmer to be a Louisiana Farm Bureau member. Membership has its benefits, from discounts on car seats, hotel rooms, and rental cars, to access to insurance you can count on to be there when you need, plus a whole lot more. We're 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless LSU.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Governor Jeff Landry and SpaceX announced plans today to build a $100 billion launch facility in Louisiana's coast in Vermilion Parish that will be capable of supporting thousands of launches annually. SpaceX President and Chief Operating Officer Gwynne Shotwell says this spaceport will become the largest in the world.
We're planning to build a self-sustaining spaceport with its own propellant production, power generation, deep water shipping capabilities, vehicle processing facilities, and probably an airport.
There are concerns about what this project will mean for the residents of Vermilion Parish. Shotwell says they plan to have an open dialogue with local residents.
In the months ahead, you'll see us engage very heavily, me personally as well. I love Louisiana. Holding town halls, finding other opportunities where we can meet and chat and make sure we understand what you are looking for and make sure you understand what we're trying to build.
Louisiana Radio Network.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
The Louisiana Republican Party endorses Blake Miguez in the 6th Congressional District race.
This is the process for Republicans to know who to rally behind and unite, because in November, the Republican Party wants to switch this seat from Democrat to Republican.
But Miguez's main GOP opponent, Rick Edmonds, says the executive committee made its choice after a majority of the Central Committee members picked him instead. Still, Edmonds says he's confident in his campaign.
We're glad that we have the most endorsements of any candidate, Republican, Democrat, or otherwise.
Despite having previously signed an NBA contract, LSU signee R.J. Lewis is granted a preliminary injunction to return to college basketball. One of Lewis's attorneys, Tony Clayton, told WBRZ he shared an emotional embrace with him after the ruling.
And I didn't want to hug him too long because I didn't want to cry. But I felt a big relief that left off of that kid's shoulder.
I'm Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
Tiger Rag Radio is back.
All right, back here on Tiger Rag Radio, Jeff Palermo along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, Case Kieschnick, our producer tonight. So, you know, lost in all this TRO madness and Jaden Daniels gate jersey number and all that kind of stuff, a very interesting story was developing with the LSU women's basketball program. And Reed Darcy had an excellent article last week where Coach Kim Mulkey, and good for her for really opening up to Reed Darcy about the situation that she had on her team. Many of us are familiar with center Kate Koval, a junior from Ukraine who joined the Tigers as a transfer in 2025. She started 17 games last year, was expected to have a significant role on this season's team. But in an effort to continue to get better, which is what we see with Lane Kiffin and bringing back NFL players, all these coaches, they're here to win. So I get it. Kim Mulkey was adding 17-year-old Anna Mineva. I believe I'm pronouncing her name correctly. They really feel good. They really think that this girl is going to be an outstanding player for the LSU women's basketball program. But, of course, anybody that's been following world politics for the last few years, or even if you were just halfway paying attention, you know that there is a military conflict between Russia and Ukraine. And what makes the story even a little more interesting is that Kate Koval's dad is in the Ukrainian army. And it was Russia who invaded Ukraine back in 2022. So let's bring in Reed Darcy, who wrote that article last week. And, of course, the latest development in it is that Kate Koval told Kim Mulkey over the weekend that she is going to leave the program. She will not play basketball this season. And if she continues to play basketball, she'll have to wait until the transfer portal window opens in April. So it's a very tough decision for Kate. Reed, thanks for joining us tonight. Let's first of all go back to your conversation with Kim. How did Kim feel like she... I think your last line of that story, it didn't seem like Kate Koval was really convinced that this could be maybe a good thing, that we have two players from two countries that don't like each other, but they're going to be on this team and they're going to bond and they're going to win. It didn't seem like when you got to the end of your story last week that maybe Kate Koval saw it that way. I guess, what's your perspective on it?
Yeah, I think we can say that now that she has officially told Kim Mulkey and that LSU has officially announced that she is no longer going to be on the team this year. I think Kim Mulkey had that perspective on it, that she hoped that this could turn into an inspiring story, an uplifting story, a feel-good story where two players who were on opposite sides of this long-standing international conflict, a really deadly war for the last few years, could get along and they could be teammates. I think Kim really wanted to, or at least she hoped that it would turn into a positive story for her team, but now obviously they won't get the chance. It's important to point out that we have not heard from Kate Koval throughout this process. You know, I reached out to her agents, her representatives, and then they declined to talk, as have they declined to talk to other media outlets I've seen. So we don't exactly know what Kate Koval is thinking and feeling right now. We can only project what we think she might be thinking and feeling. So it's important to point that out. I just think that Kim Mulkey, to her credit, was very open and honest about what she hoped to accomplish here by signing the Russian player named, it's pronounced Anna Mineva, by the way.
Okay, Anna Mineva.
All right. Mineva.
To her credit, she was very, very upfront and open and honest. And I don't think that she really expected that it would blow up this quickly, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
but Reed, like you said, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here or anything, but we don't know Kate Koval's reasons at all. Like you said, I mean, there could be extenuating circumstances. There could be all kinds of things that we can't imagine that entered into her specific decision-making process. Correct?
Yeah, correct. I mean, we don't know. I mean, we can presume that it had something to do with the fact that if she wanted to play this season, she would have to share a locker room with a player from Russia. We can make that assumption. Now, I know when I sat down with Kim Mulkey, she said that most of the team was not on campus yet. It was last Monday, so it would have been a week before LSU started classes for the semester, and the players would spend all of that week, all of last week, kind of trickling in to get ready for the semester to start. So Kate Koval was not yet on campus. The only players who were on campus were the international ones, Anna Mineva and Noah Moro, the one from Spain. So my assumption here is that once Kate Koval got into town, got into Baton Rouge from wherever she was spending her off season, her summer, or just the weeks leading up to the school year, I'd assume that she just decided to sit down with Kim Mulkey and let her know what she had what she had decided to do. I think what's important to point out here is that the fact that LSU was at least trying to sign a Russian player or recruiting a Russian player, it wasn't really a secret. This thing was kind of the subject of online rumors really since April, when you think about it. And we just never were able to confirm it until LSU announced it once Anna Minaiva got on campus a couple weeks ago. So she's known that this was kind of in the works for a while. And so she's had a lot of time, I think, to come to this decision. And I suppose you can say it's unfortunate timing for LSU, but I don't think there's really any kind of good time for something like this to happen, the player leaving the team right before the season starts.
So, you know, Koval wasn't some end of the bench player either. I mean, she was expected and projected to be LSU's starting center this year. So how significant of a basketball loss is this?
It's huge. I'd say it's pretty significant. Kate Koval is 6'5", and she's really strong and she's really skilled. And all of last year, keep in mind, she was only a sophomore. She really, really improved as the year rolled along, to the point where in the NCAA tournament in the second round when LSU beat Texas Tech big, she played one of the best games of her career. Now, the numbers in the box score don't exactly show that, but she did a very, very good job of protecting the rim and making sure Texas Tech didn't score really anything in the paint or around the rim. And so that's kind of all that we saw throughout the season. She was just slowly working toward and making progress and just slowly improving to the point where she could really control a game on the defensive end before. And that was always what her potential was. You could absolutely see her take a step forward this year going into her junior year. She would have started at center for LSU. She would have been the leader in the front court. She would have been the tallest, strongest, most physical player in the front court, most experienced, certainly, player for LSU. And now they don't have her, and they don't really have a way to replace any of the things that she would have provided. They really have to, seems like to me, they're going to have to figure out how to piece it together with what they have on the roster, which is a collection of some talent, some versatility, but not a whole lot of proven experience, especially at the SEC level. So there's going to be quite a challenge, I think, for LSU and for Kim Mulkey to do it this year without Koval, their anchor really in the middle.
Hi, Reed, this is Case. The other thing that Koval, of course, supplies is the rebounding in the paint there. And with that, LSU's leading rebounder last season, Amaya Joyner, was named in the TRO in Baton Rouge to return for a fifth season of college basketball. Is there any avenue? She's already entered the transfer portal. Is there any avenue for her to come back to play for Mulkey this season?
There was, and I think there technically still is, but she's committed to Louisville as of this morning, I believe. So it seems like she's headed elsewhere. Seems like she kind of wants to head elsewhere. She went into the portal last Thursday, so that would be 2 days before LSU found out that Koval was leaving. Maybe had the timing worked out a different way, maybe they could have brought her back, but it certainly seems like she is headed elsewhere, which means that LSU would not be able to bring her back.
So, Reed, I have two questions, probably relatively quickly. As far as a replacement, Minaiva, I'm probably mispronouncing that already. She's only 17 years old. She is 6'5", if I'm not mistaken, and she's already been playing in the Russian professional leagues. So she kind of fits with the type of players LSU's getting in all sports right now, having a professional league background. But it's not in the United States, so she shouldn't be under the SEC's watchful eye as far as that goes. But is there a sign that she could develop and contribute immediately, even though she's only 17?
Yeah, there's a sign. I think LSU thinks she can play right away. I think they really like her. They like what they see now, and they think she can become a really, really impactful player in the future. And what they see in her, I think, is her vision. That's really what the quality of hers that stands out for Kim Mulkey and Bob Starkey and the rest of that staff. They put on her film and they saw her competing in a professional league as a 16, 17 year old, really making some impressive passes around the paint to her teammates, setting up teammates for open shots. And that I think showed them that she is maybe a little bit ahead of some 17-year-olds, some teenagers, maybe ones that you would find in the U.S. And on top of that, she has got a great touch, good feel around the rim. You can tell her footwork is kind of it looks pretty good. I think she's a decent athlete. She's got good feet, good hands. But again, if you watch any of her highlights or if you watch any of her film, the little of it that's available out there, it's just hard to see how the level of competition she was playing in Russia translates to the SEC and college basketball in the U.S. It's almost impossible to figure out how she's going to do when she's dropped into this new environment. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll find out once we actually see her play and practice for LSU. We could get a clue then.
And the last question for me, Reed, the Koval thing is done. The door's shut. There's no way she could possibly come back? Or is there a chance that this could reverse itself?
It seems done to me. That statement didn't really seem like there was any wiggle room there. And I believe I read Front Office Sports, I believe, had a report citing an LSU spokesperson, I believe, that she was also deciding to withdraw from the university as well. So it seems like her decision is pretty final.
Interesting story. Well, thanks a lot, Reed. Good stuff. Good coverage on it. And we appreciate your time tonight. We'll chat again here down the road. Thanks a lot. Good work as always.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Reed Darcy from The Advocate. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games, the story behind LSU sports.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath & Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath & Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
We're back to Tiger Rag Radio.
All right, back here on Tiger Rag Radio. Let's talk some football in that courtroom here for the last couple of segments. We heard from some more players today. I know Case was going through a lot of that earlier today. We do have some sound bites queued up, ready to be heard from Trey Wilson. And first of all, though, Dylan Jones spoke. Dylan Jones is still considered, between him and Harlan Berry, starter A, starter B, both of them probably splitting time.
But what about Caden Durham's 270 yards breakaway touchdown runs during Saturday scrimmage? And Caden Durham is actually faster than Harlan Berry.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people forget that.
I think you're going to see a rotation here with all four of these guys, and Stacey Gage being the other one too.
I don't doubt it. I think they each bring something unique to it. I mean, obviously, Dylan Jones is a bigger guy,
right,
by a substantial margin, And he also not only runs hard, which and different than the other, at least Durham and Barry, but I think he's also a better blocker, you know, and I think that's what sets him apart the most.
Man, a big right? physical.
All right. Well, I think that was Case. So you found the cut? All right. Here's the cut from Dylan Jones from what he had to say today.
Being a big physical back and then getting here, I've been able to, I'd say the strength staff got me faster. Being out there, just being able to play with speed really helped out my game a lot. And just decision making, able to make a cut, hit the hole.
Very interested to see what this kid could do because when you look at it, you know, he was one of the top running backs in his high school class. Didn't put up big numbers at Wisconsin, gets hurt, has the turf toe injury, commits to here, goes through spring ball, immediately makes his mark. Coaches are impressed with it. Able to shoot up the depth chart to where he surpasses a couple of guys that already have played, in Caden Durham's case, 2 seasons, Harlan Berry's case, 1 season. I'm eager to see what he does in a game.
Yeah, again, I think what we were just talking about before we listened to the clip, and he kind of addressed it, and I didn't know that, but his size, and he feels like he's faster now, and he's playing around speed, which he thinks motivates him. But again, the fact that this is a multidimensional offense that runs fast at a quick pace most of the time, and blocking is so important. You know, Caden Durham and Harlan Berry both struggled as pass protectors in the old regime. So that may be a deficiency that they're still trying to overcome.
Let's go ahead and take our final break. Then we'll hear a little bit from Trey Wilson, who could be one of the top wide receivers for LSU this season. That's what you're expecting anyways from a guy that was a five-star prospect that has battled injuries the last couple of seasons. We'll hear from him when we come back on Tiger Rag Radio.
Some call it overplanning. At Boudreaux Electrical Services, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac home standby generator automatically restores your home power. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Trust Boudreaux's electrical services for expert installations, proactive maintenance for home and business. BoudreauxElectricalServices.com for more information.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
If you love LSU, don't settle for headlines everyone else already has. At TigerRag.com and in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find breaking news, exclusive interviews, recruiting, game analysis, and the investigative reporting that's making headlines across Louisiana. Recently named Louisiana's first place breaking news winner by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association, Tiger Rag delivers independent journalism covering the business, the politics, and the games of LSU athletics. Visit TigerRag.com every day. Tiger Rag, independent, fearless LSU. LSU is more than just football scores. It's recruiting battles, NIL, SEC politics, coaching decisions, public records, financial decisions worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Nobody covers the complete story like Tiger Rag. Every day at TigerRag.com and every month in Tiger Rag Magazine, you'll find award-winning journalism, exclusive interviews, insider analysis, recruiting coverage, opinion, history, and investigative reporting that other outlets simply don't have. Tiger Rag was recently honored with first place for breaking news by the Louisiana Sports Writers Association for its coverage of LSU athletics. Whether you're following Lane Kiffin, Jay Johnson, Will Wade, Kim Mulkey, or the future of LSU athletics, Tiger Rag is where serious LSU fans begin. Visit TigerRag.com today. Tiger Rag, more than big games. The story behind LSU sports.
This is Tiger Rag Radio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio, it's been a very spirited show as new policy instituted by the Southeastern Conference, and now we wait for another wave of lawsuits potentially to happen. I love this quote from Ryan Downton that Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports got regarding the new policy for the SEC. And then we're going to get to the Trey Wilson. I just wanted to get this in here, Todd. I know.
I figured, listen.
I know you're sick of hearing about it, but... Ryan Downton saying regarding the SEC policy that says that anyone that's been in the NFL or signed a professional contract can't play, says that the NCAA should be held in contempt of court for permitting conferences under its purview to blatantly violate court orders. And he plans to file such a motion.
Yeah, that's interesting. And meanwhile, I'm looking here on Twitter and Brett Favre just committed to LSU.
All right. Trey Wilson is on LSU's team. He has not played professionally. He got off to a great start at Florida. Remember, he was a freshman All-American for the Gators after he was one of the top wide receiver prospects in the class of 2023, a five-star recruit according to On3.com. It caught 61 passes, had a team-high six touchdowns, 538 yards. Only played four games in 2024 because of injuries. Only played eight games last year, once again, because of injury. So he comes here to LSU, has the potential to really be one of the top wide receivers. In the highlight films that you see that LSU puts out, or even some of the great folks that are out there showing some of the video, Tiger Bait and all that sort of stuff, Wilson does flash on there quite a bit. Let's hear a little bit. Let's just go ahead, since we're running out of time here, Case, just play the three cuts that you have back to back to back, and then we'll comment after that. It's off? Okay. All right. Well, we thought we had it. Best laid plans. But Trey Wilson should be a big part of this team, right, Todd?
Yeah, I think he should. I mean, his expectations, like you said, he's had injuries over the last few years. But he's an exceptional, exceptional route runner. And he runs really good in the seams. And I guess if he can learn to catch the ball, that he'll be an exceptional weapon, both as a receiver and possibly a special teams player.
All right, I believe we do have the sound. Here we go.
He done taught me a lot off the field and on the field, and he done kind of brought a new perspective to me as far as playing receiver and being able to see and have a different feel, finding different holes that I may not be looking at him, but I know he see the same thing I be seeing. So it's just great chemistry that's building between me and him and the rest of the receivers. For sure, frustrating, but you know, injuries are part of the game. And one thing I think that comes from it is that you don't let it happen again. So always being able to grow my mind in that aspect as far as taking care of the body and learning new things about the body all the time. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, but guys' timing, so you got to go with it. Just a bunch of guys going to do what they love every day. We done grab guys across the whole country that can go out there and ball, make plays. And everybody brings their own type of talent and skill to the team. And it's going to be a fun show to watch for sure.
So there in the first soundbite, talking about his connection with Sam Levitt, talking about the injuries in the soundbite there. And then he's one of nine guys they brought in through the transfer portal as far as wide receivers. And he is certainly among the top tier there, along with Jackson Harris, Winnie Watkins, Jace Brown. Those are your four. Malik Elzey, right? He's in there as well. So
Watkins.
I said Winnie Watkins.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So
I got lost.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with.
It is hard, and we're going to get familiar with them here soon.
And at least most of their names are English or close to it.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up the show. Again, it's a very interesting show. Always love it when news breaks minutes before the show happens. That's the second time that's happened this summer. We had the situation of I think it was the lawsuit, right?
Yeah.
The lawsuits against Princewell Umanmielen and Devin Harper, and that's still out there too, Todd. So you still a lot to chew on here.
More legal stuff, yay.
All right, for Case Kieschnick, Todd Horn, I'm Jeff Flerma. For the latest in LSU sports, check out TigerRag.com. All kinds of stuff there. And if you missed any of the show, go to YouTube or anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Have a great night, everyone.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.